This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that the five Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in the earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Nay Pyi Taw as part of the Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried humanitarian assistance and the disaster relief materials, 60 parafield ambulance and the NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay this morning, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. India is the first country to bring the rescue personnel to the capital, where the airport is still not fully operational after the earthquake. Earlier, around 15 tons of relief material was sent to earthquake-hit Myanmar on an IAF C-130J aircraft from IAFS Hindon. The sources confirmed that the total aid sent by the air sorties and the naval ships amounts to 137 tons, which is more aid to be sent as needed. In a statement, the Defence Ministry stated that the Indian Army has also deployed a special medical task force to provide the urgent humanitarian assistance under the Operation Brahma. As part of the operation, the Indian Army will establish a 60-bed medical treatment centre to provide the immediate care to all the injured in the calamity. The humanitarian assistance underlines the India's commitment to the neighbouring first policy and the ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbam. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 46,444 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen from 3,408 to 3,410, with 139 still missing. Most of the fatalities are in the Myanmar Mandalay city, which is the closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which was also hit by the earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Nagpur today on the auspicious occasion of Gudi Padwa. At the start of the Marathi New Year, the Prime Minister will be paying a floral tribute to the memories of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh's founding fathers, Dr. Keshav Hegdewar and Govalkar Guruji. This will be the first visit of the sitting Prime Minister at the Sangh headquarters in Rishimbagh area of Nagpur. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay the homage to the central memorial of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar in the Desh Bhumi Stupa, where Dr. Ambedkar embraced Buddhism along with 1,000 of his followers in October 1956. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Centre and address a meeting. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad with the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. The Union Home Minister and the senior BJP leader Amit Shah has reached Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will be holding a meeting with the NDA leaders, including JDU President and the Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, on Patna today. Mr. Shah will also attend the state-level cooperative conclave at Patna, being organized as a part of the International Year's Cooperatives. He will also delegate and lay the foundation of various development programs and the project worth over 8,000 crore rupees. Three more FIRs have been filed against comedian Kunal Kamra for allegedly making jibe at Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Now these FIRs, filed in different cities, have now been merged with one registered at Mumbai's Khar police station. The comedian, who was granted protection from the arrest by the Madras High Court until the 7th of this month, has been summoned by the Khar police to record his statement tomorrow. In US, two people were killed and four others were injured at a shooting at the house party at Tacoma, Washington, authorities said. The Pierce Council's Sheriff's Department confirmed yesterday that the male juvenile is in the custody and the investigation is going. According to the official, the shots were fired, causing people and vehicles to flee the scene, and the gunshot victims ranged from the age of 16 to 21. In the IPL, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.